of knowing and not knowing, I guess.
Sure, sure, sure. That's easy.
Okay.
Here you go. You're asking about the choice, okay?
Yes.
And that choice, what happens is in your physicalness, in your perfect beingness, you choose sometimes contrast, okay? And contrast, and I don't know what, if you took a treatment schedule.
Well, I had actually I had part of my being removed.
Your what?
I had an organ removed.
Yes, 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 correct. And that organ removal still didn't take away your life force.
No, but it allowed my life force to continue.
Absolutely. That's a choice. See, that's a choice.
Well, I'm trying to get back to the original, to the illness and as it came to me. I mean, I did not choose that. That's what I'm confused about.
Oh, okay. Disease, that's what they call cancer, is a disease,
yes.
Right? Well, that's what that actually is in your physicalness, is a dis-ease, lack of ease in your being, in your physicalness.
Mm-hmm.
And that contrast lets you make the choice. You live your life, you are making choices all day, every day, every aspect of your life. You are in total and complete control regarding. You get into a certain place, then the next thing you're not feeling well, then the next thing you become in your experience that you give your attention to, then you go to the doctor and he says, I'm sorry to tell you that you have this cancer or this whatever this is. And then you embrace that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And in that embracing, it's not a problem because the non-physical part of you that is you knows the larger part. See, because you don't have bounds. And there you go. You come and say, well, okay, you've given me this prognosis, doctor, but I vibrationally take care of everything in my life, and I am going to align with the continuation of the creation on this planet. So I choose to take this thing that is mine, that I've created, these cancer cells that are replicating, and I'm going to focus them all into this one little geographic place that you'll be able to take your chainsaw and remove.
But so are you saying then that unconsciously, because I didn't even know I had cancer, I wouldn't have known it after the doctor told me there was no physical anything that
right.
I knew of.
That's right. Amazing that this cancer can come on you that you're unaware of.
Right. And so that's my question. My question then is the essence of the cancer, did I create that?
Yes.
Unknowingly, or was that there? Did I replicate it out of tension? Or
well, it's a lack of ease. It's a lack of ease, and it's not a problem. And it's not a problem because you choose. You see?
Yeah, right. I never saw it as a problem. But if I didn't know it, then he said, the doctor, and I tend to believe him, that of course it would have metastasized and it would have gone to every cell in my body, and I would have expired.
It could have, but you chose different, you see.
Right, right.
You lined up with giving your undivided attention. Mm-hmm. The same way that, we would say the same thing would be true would be a car accident. You're saying, Ion, that I would choose to be in a car accident? Well,
then of course
you create every aspect of your experience here on planet Earth. And the non-physical part of you wanted to come forth to mix it up, to have contrast, to have resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And they have surgeries, and sometimes it's amazing in cancer and oncology itself where you take a poison mustard and inject it into your vein, into your vascular system, that kills or makes you so resistant to this reality that those cancer cells then change. You basically force yourself into reviving to replace those cancerous cells with non-cancerous cells.
Mm-hmm.
It's a copying machine,
yeah.
You see.
Thank you.
To cease it from mastization. We're not even sure if that's a word, but to
mastize.
Caller, darling,
thank you.
Thank you for making the choice that you did, okay? And
thank you
for being up late, love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is such a hard one to wrap our noodles around, the idea of the responsibility we have for everything that comes to us. But if we have responsibility, that means that we have power. And so,
and choice.
And choice. And that is so key in today's world, is choice. And that's why Ion and Bob are here, is to remind you of that and help you to tap into that highest level access to source, so that when you make that choice, bam, it is just like, you know, cosmic awareness on a different level, you know, for yourself down on terra firma. All right, loves, we are at the top of the hour. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We're going to start taking your calls and continue on right after this short break, so stay tuned. Stay tuned for the second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.